Hello there. Hi, my name is Christian and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your nation and the nation and your community. Your individual answers are confidential. Would you mind helping us out?
I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate this. Let's get started here. Okay, first question for you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Thank you, sir. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race, sir?
African-American.
Thank you, sir.
African-American.
Yes, thank you, sir. And would you mind telling us your age?
43.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next question. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them be focused on. Use a 10 if it is very important to you, a 5 if it's somewhat important to you, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. And you can use all the numbers in between, okay? And the first issue is making college more affordable.
I would say it's like a 10.
Okay, that's a 10. Thank you, sir. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
It doesn't affect me personally, but yeah, it's also pretty important, like a 10.
Okay, thank you, sir. Reducing substance abuse in our communities. Did you say a 10?
A 5.
Oh, a five. Okay. 5, okay. And the last one here, improving K through 12 education.
Also a 10.
Okay, thank you. Next, moving on. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
For black people?
Yes.
I would say staying about the same.
Okay, thank you. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Clearly it's worse.
Oh, did you say worse?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to 2, okay? These are the options. First one, cigarettes. Second one, opioids and fentanyl. Third one, vaping. Fourth one, alcohol. Fifth one, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. Sixth one, marijuana and other cannabis products, and the 7th one, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
I say crack.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit smoking to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Yes.
You agree?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, and so now you have two options, somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. So we have three different products. The first one is heat, not burnt tobacco products.
None, and sir, I actually have to get to work, so is this going to be wrapped up soon?
Yeah, we're kind of halfway.
All right. Let me go on to something else. All right. So, what's kind of like, well, shit.
I can read that a little faster.
Okay, I actually have to run, I'm sorry.
Okay, all right, it's okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It was great. All right, thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.